The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So here we are, in the middle of Sesshin, deep into it, 24 hours in, and of course, right at the beginning, on this great journey, a journey into the heart of the great matter, a journey that we ultimately travel alone, but alone together, supporting each other with our practice, with showing up for each practice period, with stepping forward with questions and answers and commentary during our Dharma dialogue, with stepping forward in our meetings with teachers, and staying the course for each other. A journey where we find ourselves ultimately at the same place where we always began, and yet to see it for the first time. As Melissa Roshi said, whatever decision, whatever direction you choose to take, it's the right one, because it will lead you right here, in the middle of your life. During our Qigong practice this morning, David Roshi quoted this wonderful line from Carl Jung: the luminous pause between two great mysteries. The luminous pause between two great mysteries. This great luminous pause, this life, an endless entanglement of difficulty and ease. The difficulty that each one of us is going through or has gone through. The difficulty of pain, pain of the body, the physical pain of sitting, staying, the pain of anguish, the mind jumbled, thoughts bouncing around, conversations, perhaps from before the Sesshin began. Doubts, endless repetition in our mind. And the pain and difficulty of dullness, that listlessness, the tiredness, the head bobbing, and the pain of sickness. Our bodies vulnerable to so many things that can lead it to suffering and dis-ease. The pain of confusion. What is this? What am I doing here? Who are these people? Was this a good idea? What are these words in this blue sutra book? What's going on? Difficulty, difficult, difficult. And the ease of calm, the calmness of the body, sitting upright, unperturbed, imperturbable composure, riding the breath up, riding the breath down, the belly out, the cool breath passing through the nostrils, the warmth and comfort of this human body with this beating heart, the ease of understanding. Yeah, I get it. I think I've got it. The ease of an open heart, open to whatever arises, open and willing. Easy, easy, easy. Can you see your natural affinity toward ease over difficulty? Can you see the human tendency to see your life as either difficult or easy? Can you see how you divide your life into difficult and easy? Can you see how the movement from difficult to ease and ease to difficult creates this turbulence? But when we look close, we know, we see that the seeds of one are actually within the other. In your most difficult times lie the seeds germinating of ease. And of course, in your ease is the shadow of difficulty waiting to emerge. It's only the mind that draws divisions. And of course, ultimately, they're all empty. Not empty as in a denial of the difficulty or the ease, but quite the contrary, an emptiness that's a fullness, a completeness, and a non-discrimination. A completeness that this moment, this, could not be any other way. And then what? Then shining on tips of grass, each blade revealing itself in full glory, each moment, each occurrence, each connection, complete and of itself. This Dogen line I love says it so much for me, that the whole universe is moistened with nectar and the truth is ready to harvest. The whole universe is moistened with nectar and the truth is ready to harvest. Can you taste the sweetness? The sweetness of your life. The sweetness of this moment. Tonight, I am encouraging you to step forward and step forward with your supernatural power and your marvelous activity. The supernatural power that is your birthright. The marvelous activity that's been handed down from all your ancestors. Washing the dishes, watching the soap bubbles rise, hearing the distant howling of dogs or crows cawing in the sky, holding the hand of a loved one, comforting someone who needs comforting. Resting your tired body. Fetching water. Carrying firewood. Thank you.